Hello, this is the exotic vet, Al speaking.
Hi, I was just wondering, I have four baby ducklings, but I don't know if they're boys or girls. How do I tell that?
Sure. So, do you know what kind of ducks they are? Are they Muscovy, Indian runners?
They're called ducks.
Call ducks? Cool.
Yeah.
So just bear with me. Because there, we can do like DNA sexing where we take blood and send that off for examination by, microbiologist or something like that. And we can do that pretty much whenever. The only thing is that, yeah, we'd need to do like sampling and we'd send that off at a cost. But I'm just trying to have a look because the call ducks, the male ducks will get a little curl on their tail, and it is one singular feather and it just curls up into like a little semicircle. The females won't get that. So it just depends on like how long you're happy to wait. I believe that the young ducks that are male should start, you should start to see that feather curl, within the first 6 to 8 months, kind of thing. And then it also does say that their quack is different. I'm not too sure if you'd be able to notice that when they're, still really young. But the males have a much raspier sound than the females. But it's actually, sorry, I just had a look up at the voice. The voice difference becomes apparent as the ducklings mature, typically around 6 to 8 weeks. So you might start to notice that. And if you did want to, like I said, we can send off samples, but we would have to get each of them in and we would have to send those samples off and it'd be 2, maybe 3 weeks before we hear back. So if you
I'm
guys
just
were
worried
still
that I
happy to
have,
wait.
I'm just worried I
Multiple
have
males.
3 boys and 1 girl, and I don't want her to get hurt when it's mating season, and I would rather not have them all be mean to each other.
So unfortunately with like with that, unless you're happy to wait until, you start to learn the voice differences and start to see that curl feather come through, until then, unfortunately the only thing we would have to do is the DNA sexing, which we would have to send off. If you're happy to wait, you can definitely tell visually, but it might be potentially, 6 to 8 months or something of age where you might have to wait until.
Are they gonna get vicious before then? Like, if there's only 1 girl and 3 boys, are they gonna be like, "Hey,
So,
you're weird."
I don't think that they will be sexually mature before a year old. But like you still potentially can see some of the males if it is starting to come into that breeding season. They might still be like way too young now, but next year you might start to notice that one of them or multiple males are starting to get that kind of bravado and that kind of pushy nature around that time. So I can't say for certain, but I think that before they turn a year, I think we should generally be in the clear for, those kind of reproductive behaviors that the males do exhibit.
How much is the to send off the DNA for four of them?
So we would just bear with me, I'll get up sales. So DNA sexing. DNA. Just bear with. Oh wait, am I in the wrong thing? I think I'm in the wrong thing. Aha, there we go. Sorry, just bear with me. I've just got another caller. I'll pop them on hold and I'll be right back and I'll go through everything.
Sure, that's fine.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for x-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration.
Thank you for holding there. Apologies for that. So the samples, if you wanted to send off four, they would be $44 each. And we would just have to take a small blood sample. My concerns with like the little call ducks, do you have a way that you can tell every single one apart?
Yes. They're all slightly different colors.
Oh, okay, cool. Because when we send the samples off, we will say, hey, if you've got all different names, these guys are all of that. But some people, when they get four young ducklings, they have, no way of telling them apart. So as long as you can tell them apart, that'll be fairly easy. So with it being $44 each, that is no discussions with the vet. That'll just be we take them out the back, we'll take the samples and send them off. You did want a vet health exam with that as well, we can do like a group exam, which instead of paying for the one consult each, it'll be a group consult where we book out about an hour. The vet will go through and have a look at all of them, and we can still take those samples. The group consult is about $360, if you didn't want to go through all of that, we can just book out a little bit of time. We'll take the samples. It'll be about 10-20 minutes maybe for us to take all the samples. We'll send those off. Now that it's coming into Christmas, we generally say it might be closer to 4 weeks for the samples to return. But if you're happy with all of that, I'm more than happy to book that in for you guys, and we can go through the processes to see what sexes these guys are.
Yeah, I might wait until the new year just because they are only just 4 weeks. Everyone's busy over Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I might ring back in January and see when you're available.
Fantastic. That's fairly easy. So, if there was any other questions or concerns, feel free to give us a call. Otherwise, we'll talk to you in the new year.
Okay, thank you so much.
Fantastic. No worries. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.